is Mishnayis Mesech Tishkolim. This Perek Shmini, the last Perek. The Mishnah says again, Kol Haroikin Hanimtsoim Yerushalayim. Any spit you find in Yerushalayim on the streets is Tahorim. We say most probably it's Torah. It came from a person that was Torah, not from a Zav, which his spit is Navatuma, which is Tomei. Chutz Mishal Shokelion, except this one place called the Shokelion, that was in Yerushalayim, a special place where a lot of Goyim used to be there, and the Rabbanu Masak and the Goyim have Tumah Zav, so there the spit you find in the road is Tomei. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yosi Yomer B'shoyim Moish Hashana, the rest of the year, it depends. Shevent, so if you find the spit in the middle of the road, is Tameim. V'shevet Stodim, you find it on the sides of the road, then we say the spit is Torah. V'shas Regel during Yom Tov, it's just the opposite way. That Shebemtza Torim, in the middle of the street, in the middle of the road, any spit you find on the floor is Torah. V'shevet Stodim, what you find on the side of the road is Tameim. Why? Shebefnei Shein Muwatim, because on Regel, most people are Torah, and the Miyat, the minority of people, are Tameyoni. Therefore, the Klal is always the Muwatim, the smaller amount, they're always Mistalkin Letzdodim. They always walk on the side of the road. Therefore, on Yom Tov, which the Tumeim Miyotim, they're the smaller, they walk on the side. Therefore, the spit you find on the side of the road during Yom Tov is Tumei. Vashenkin, the majority of the Torah walk in the middle, therefore it's Torah. Vashenkin, Shayim, Moish Hashon, it's the opposite way, that most people are Tumei, and they walk in the middle of the road. Therefore, any spit you find in the middle of the road, that's what's Tumei. Vashenkin, the spit you find on the side of the road, the Torah walk on the side, therefore it's Torah. Mishnah Beis. Kol ha-kelim ha-nimtsoim b'Yerushalayim. Any kli you find on the floor in Yerushalayim, derech yuridu l'beis ha-tfilah. If you find on the special road that's going down to the mikvah, then tmeim. Then we say most probably the Bailam lost it while he was going down to be tevilah in the mikvah, and before he was tevilah he lost it, therefore it's still tamei. Derech aliyah, let's say you find on the special road coming up from the mikvah, then we say tohurim, because most probably the Bailam lost it after they were tevilah in the mikvah ready, therefore it's tor. And the Mishnah says, Shaloi v'derech yuridosan aliyosan. It wasn't the same road going down as coming up. Therefore, the road going down, we say the Kelim are still Tomei. Mashenkin, the road going up, we say the Kelim are Torah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Yeshita. Rabbi Yosi says, Kulon Torah. No, any place in Yerushalayim you find the Kelim, we say they're always Torah. Chutz min asal, they're only these special Kelim that are Tomei, that's a sal, a special basket, a magrefa, a special type of a rake. The Amaritz, a special kli that they use to gather together the bones, is Ham Yuchodim Lekvoris, because these were Kalim set aside to use to, like, move Kvoris. Like, the meaning then was, they used to bury the mace in one place right away, and then later on, they would move the bones and bury them someplace else. So they had special Kalim to move the bones of the mace, and these Kalim are always Tameh, because they're Becheskas, they're what they were used to move the mace. Mishnah Gimel. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Sakin shenimtzeis bar bosa. If you find the knife that a shoychit used to shech the animals, if you find it on Erev Pesach, is shoychit bo miyot. You're allowed to use it right away to shech the korban Pesach, because most probably all Bailam know they have to use the knife to shech on Erev Pesach, so to bring the korban Pesach, so everybody for sure made sure the knife was tohor before Erev Pesach. Bishloisha, so let's say you find it 2 days before Pesach, then we say no, Shoyna Matvil. You have to put it into the mikveh and tevel it min asafik, because maybe the Bailam didn't take care of it yet, therefore maybe it's still Tomei, you have to be tevel it before you shech the Korban Pesach with it. For Koipitz, what about the bigger knife that they use to chop up the meat itself? Then we say, bein vazeh, Shoyna Matvil. Whether you find it on Shloisha or even on Erev Pesach, still it could be it was still Tomei. Because the Bailam doesn't have to use it until at night time, so maybe the Bailam knows it's still Tomei, and he would have taken care of it during Erev Pesach. So if you find an Erev Pesach, you have to be afraid maybe the Bailam was not Tovlet yet in the mikvah, and you have to be Tovlet before you use it. What about Chal Arba Osalias B'Shabbos? What happens when Erev Pesach comes out to be on Shabbos? Then we say Sheikhet Bo Miyad. You're allowed to use the knife and shecht it right away, because for sure the Bailam was Tovlet before this. Because since you're not allowed to table the kli on Shabbos, so for sure the Bailam took care of it on before Erev Pesach, therefore for sure it's Tohar. And here, who are the chiddush is a kupitz. If you find this kupitz, the bigger knife, on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, so since you're not allowed to be table kelim on Shabbos, midrabbonin, for sure the Bailam took care of it Erev Shabbos, like 2 days before Pesach, and therefore if you find it now on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, you're allowed to use even the kupitz also. You don't have to be table it again. So let's say you find the knife first on the first day Pesach, is also shechet bo miyad. For sure you could use it right away to shecht, because the Bialim for sure used it yesterday in Erev Pesach after Shechtas Korban Pesach, and for sure it was Torah then, and Mastam it's still Torah, you're allowed to use it now on Pesach. Nimt says Kshura L'Sakin. Let's say you find the big kupitz tied together with a regular sack, with a regular shurchet knife. So then we say Harezu K'Sakin. We go L'Kula and say if you find it on Erev Pesach, even though the kupitz by itself, we said, you would have to be Tevel a second time. But the shurchet knife, you do not have to be Tevel a second time. But now that you find them both tied together, we say Mistoma, the Bialim took care of them both together. So the same way the sack and the shurchet knife, for sure the Bialim was Tevel in the mikveh, was Tomei yesterday, who had then he Mistoma took care of the kupitz also. Therefore, if you find them both now on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to use both of them. You do not have to be Tevel them a second time in the mikveh. Mishnah Dalit. The paroiches that they had in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash, the different curtains they had there, if it became tummy with a vlad hatuma, is matfilu noisay bifnim. They used to be tevelit inside the azar itself, and they'll bring it right back again. They did not have to wait till Harish Shemesh to leave it overnight, but rather they brought it right back in again. And we're talking about here, this vlad hatuma means a tumas mashkin, that's only midirabonin. So therefore, since midiraisa it's tahor, therefore the midirabonin, they weren't makpid to have hair of shemesh, and as soon as you put it into the mikvah, right away you can hang it up again. V'yeshin itmas biavatuma, what's going to be if the proiches became tome from an avatuma, tome midiraisa, a sheretz touched it, then we say matvilo noisa bachut, you have to take it outside the azara, and be tevled in the mikvah outside. And they would hang it up outside, b'chayil, that's a mechitza, outside, because they had to wait till Harish Shemesh first to bring it in. Let's say it was a new pareches, then they would hang it up on top of an itzdebo, on top of a high plank, on top of a high, like, stool, on top of the harabayis, that everybody should be able to see how nice it looks, how nice the pareches was, because it was a beautiful thing. They wanted everybody to see it, so they put it high up, that everybody could see it. Mishnah Hei, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan, pareches, what was the size, how big were these curtains? The pareches was of your tefach, it was thick, a complete tefach. V'yal shivu mishtayim ninim neregis, it was sewn, it was woven with 72 different strings. Now some say that means on the loom, you first had 72 strings going, the chassis was first 72. And then they first made the orif. V'yakol nima v'nima, and every single string had esrim v'yabochutim, 24 strings to it. And the Gemara explains, because each string was folded over six times, and each string was made up from four different materials. So from four times six is 24. Okay, so it was made from tcheles, blue wool, v'yagom, and purple wool, v'tala, shoni, from red, v'sheish, and the linen. So each one was folded over six times, that's 24 together. Orka, how long was each pareches? Arboyamama, it was 40 yamas long. V'roch v'esramama, with wide, 20 yamas. This was the midah of the ulam. This is for the pareches of the ulam, for the entrance of the ulam. It was made from 820 or 100,000. That's how much it was made. So some of us say to me that's how many strings there were on it, and some say that's how much kesef was used for to buy it, to make it. They were able to make two a year. When it became tamei, they needed 300 kanim to pick it up, to carry it to the tefillah. And the Gemara in Yishalmi says it's only a guzma. Like whenever the Gemara says 300, 300 is usually only a guzma. It's a little exaggeration. Mishnah Vav. Besar kodshei kadoshim shenitma. If you have the meat of a kodesh kadoshim, let's say a korban chattis, that the bosa became tummy. Now, bein biyavatuma, whether it touched an avatuma, bein bivlad hatuma, whether it only became tummy from a vlad hatuma, and in the Gemara in Yishalmi, it's a machlekis, is a vlad hatuma means a tummy midrabonin. Or does a vlad hatuma just mean that's midirais, it's just not an avatum, it's only rishin, loshen l'tuma? Now, bein bifnim, whether this tumma took place inside the azara, bein bachutz, whether the tumma took place outside the azara, is beishamai, or in beishamai sheet, there is hakol yisorif bifnim. All this, any place that the meat became tumma, you have to burn it inside the azara. Chutz, only one exception, mishenitma biavatuma bachutz. If the meat was outside the Azor, and there it became tumah with an avatumah, mochamah, dikatumah, then we say you cannot bring it in. So if it's midiraisa, the chiluk is very good. Since it has tumah outside midiraisa, you're not allowed to bring it inside the base of Migdish. Where Shenken of Vlad HaTumah is only with Rabbonin, that's why you could bring it in. And even if you learn that Vlad HaTumah means it's midiraisa, but it's not so chomer that tumah, therefore that tumah you are allowed to bring in. Only the tumah of Av HaTumah, Veshami says you're not allowed to bring it into the Azori, even to burn it there. No, you're supposed to take the meat and burn it outside the Azara. Don't leave Tomadika meat inside the Azara. Chutz is only one exception. If the meat became Tomi inside the Azara, with only a Vlad HaTumah. See, if you learn it's only Tumah Midrabbonin, it's very good. Since it's only Midrabbonin and it's inside anyway, let it stay there. But if you learn this midiraisa, you have to say the same svara. Since it's not so chomer, it's only a rishon l'tumah. Therefore, if the tumah took place inside the azara, we let it stay there and we'll burn it there. But if it became tumah with another tumah, you have to take it out right away and burn it outside. Mishnah Zayin, Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Eshe nitma biyava tumah. If it became tumah from an ava tumah, then we say bein b'fnim bein b'chutz, whether it was inside or whether it's outside. Is yisarv b'chutz. You should always burn it outside. In other words, once there's an av tumah, that's a midiraisa, you always have to take it right away outside the azor and burn it outside. If it only became tumah with the tumah's kal of a vlad tumah, then we say bein b'fnim bein b'chutz yisor b'fnim. Whether it became tumah outside or whether it became tumah inside, still you're allowed to bring it inside and burn it inside. Rabbi Akiva says a third shita that makay mokam tumasai shams refosai. It depends wherever the tumah took place. If the tumah took place outside, burn it outside. If the tumah took place inside, burn it inside. It doesn't make a difference if it's a tumah midiraisa, midrabbonin, av, or a vlad tumah. Wherever the tumah took place, that's the place we are supposed to burn it. Mishnah Ches, Eivorei HaTomid. If somebody finds the pieces of meat, the evorim of a korban tomid, that you're supposed to cut up the nesachim into pieces of meat, is nitonim mechatzi kevesh ulamata, ba mizrach. Like the Yerushalmi says, they used to first take the piece of meat and bring it onto their plank going up to the Mizbech, and then the Kohanim would go inside to say Krishma, and then they would come back to take it up to the Mizbech to burn it there. So when they dropped it off, when they left it off on the plank, where did they leave it? Left it on the Keves, that's the plank going up to the Mizbech, which was 32 Amos long. So on the bottom half, the bottom 16 Amos over, they left it, the Mizrach. On the east side of the plank, that's where they left the piece of meat. Vishel Musafim. What about when they brought a Korban Musaf? Nitonim, they left the piece of meat, also the same thing. Before they were makter it, they had to go say Krishma. So they left it on the plank. Where did they leave it on the plank? Nitonim mechatzi keves ulamata. It was also put on the bottom half of the plank going up, but b'marav, on the west side. He's on the east side of it was the piece of meat of the Korban Atomid, and the west side was from the Musafim. Vishel Rosh Chodoshim. What about when it comes to Musaf, or the Korbanos for Rosh Chodesh, that was Nitonim al Karkav HaMizbech Lamala. That was put on top of the Mizbech, the Karkav, that's one Amma wide where the Kohanim walk between one Keren and the other Keren. They put it all the way on top. And some say it was because they wanted to show the people that today was Rosh Chodesh. If it wasn't, you do it so much that today was Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, they used to put it all the way on top that people could see it to know that today is Rosh Chodesh. So the Mishnah, HaShkolim V'HaBikurim Ein Nohagim Ela B'fnei Abayis. The mitzvah is to give a machsa shekel, a new adinda from the Zion mina Paris that grow in Eretz Yisrael, that there's a mitzvah bikurim, that's only noig, this man, there's a base of Migdish, only in front of the bais. Hey, that's pshita. When there's no base of Migdish, there's no we need to give a machsa shekel, because the purpose of the machsa shekel was to buy karbonis for the korban at Sibur. If we don't have the base of Migdish, there's no korban Sibur, so we don't need the money. Who adin bikurim, the psukim say, bring it lefnei Hashem. You have to bring your first grown peris from the Zayin Aminim to the Kohen, and he puts it lefnei Hashem. It has to be done in front of the Beis HaMikdash. And if we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, there's no mitzvah bikurim. So like the pasuk says, Reshis bikurim yad moscha tovi Beis Hashem ulekecha. So we dash in Beis Hashem means, bizman we have a bias, there's the mitzvah bikurim. Bizman there's no bias, we don't have the mitzvah bikurim. So the Mishnah av umayse dogon umayse behema, but then you need to give trumas and maisers from the grain that grows in Eretz Yisrael. Umayse behema, also if you own 10 animals that they were grown to, that they were born to you, 10 new animals this year. So then you take out 1/10 of it to make it for umayse behema. For yabachoris, or else any animal that's born to you, the bechor, the first one that's born to you, if it's a zocher, it has a kedushas bechor on it. That's noyegim bein befnei abayis, bein shloi befnei abayis. Whether bizman the beis hamidish, whether shloi bizman beis hamidish, these mitzvahs are nageya.
All right, a turnover. on the other side.
These mitzvahs are nogei even bisman, there's no base in Middish, to take off trumas and maisvahs from the dog that grows in Eretz Yisrael. And who adin, if you have 10 new animals were born to you, you have to take off 1/10 of maisvah behema. And abachoris, a firstborn animal, a firstborn zachar, has kedushas bechor, is nogei even bisman is there. That's why usually people always have a shutfus with a goy to pater them from maisvah behema, from bechorim, bisman is there. So Mishnah Baita, ha makdish shkolim ubikurim. If somebody today takes money and says Harezu Shkolim, or else he takes the Paris and he wants to make it Bikurim, says Harezu Bikurim, has Harezu Kodesh. If you did it, even though you're not supposed to, but the evidence it's Chal Kedusha. The money has Kedusha's Machsa Shekel on it, and the Paris have Kedusha's Bikurim on it. And you have to be careful, put them away, not to have any Anor from it, because there'll be an Isamila by Bekotchim. Rabbi Shimon says, Ho'ime Bikurim Kodesh, Einam Kodesh. If somebody says about Bikurim the Paris, he wants to make them Bikurim, even b'di'evet, the Bikurim, the Kedusha is not Chal on Bikurim. However, it's mashma for now Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon does not argue on the Shkolim. That if somebody says, Zman Azeh, the Shkolim should be Kodesh, that tak is Chal the Kedusha. Even though you're not supposed to do it, but b'di'evet, the Kedusha is Chal. Alright, stop here. Slikulam Sechta Shkolim.